بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم ما بعد الحمد لله my dear respected brother and great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has given us the tawfiq to sit for a little while in his house through his tawfiq only that we can do that الحمد لله my dear respected brother and Allah sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had many qualities in their life and if we were to bring a few of these qualities into our life then it would be easy for us to act upon the whole routine The first and foremost with the firm yakin in the kalima la ilaha illallah wa ta'ala is the doer of each and everything. The creation cannot do anything, but the creator can do everything. And the creation cannot do anything without the help of the creator. The person today, he looks at his life and is chasing one thing, the risk. When Fazali Sadqadi comes, it's a story about one Kurd bandit. He's sitting by himself and there's two palm trees. One palm tree is a dead tree and the other one is life full of dates. So he sees this bird, he picks the fresh date, goes on to the other tree and leaves. And he sees this doing it a few times. And he climbs up the tree to see what is happening. And he sees that the bird is feeding the blind snake. And in his thought it comes into his head that if the creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can feed this creation, why can he not feed me? And then he comes down and he does tawbah in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the rest of the bandit comes and he tells the whole story to them. And they all leave the bandit life and they start going. They do tawbah and they start going. And on the way they meet an old lady. And the old lady asks the person, is there so-and-so person in this group? So she finds the person and says, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into my dream and said to me that give these clothes to this person. And they go all the way to Makkah and they do perfect tawbah and everything and they pass away there. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides the risk, my dear respected brothers and elders. Today a person, from the time he wakes up in the morning, all day he has worry of one thing, that how can I feed my family, my children, my wife, all these things. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that, turn towards me and I will give you. Pray 4 rakats in the morning and Allah suffice you for the whole day. But if you don't turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like our elders give an example that a farmer, he has so many chickens. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to provide a risk, he puts it in the bowl in front of him, all the chickens take it from easy. But for a person who doesn't rely and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the farmer throws the seeds all over the place. That person, he is chasing his risk all day long, but he doesn't achieve what he's asking for. That is why, my dear respected brother, we recognize who our creator is. Allah doesn't need us, but we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our life and our 24 hours a day. And how we can bring the yaqeen and the subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created the 7 heavens, the 7 earths, everything that we see, everything that we don't see, everything that the creation beneath the oceans, above the heavens, there is so many angels on each heaven, there is some in sujood, some in ruku, some doing a dhikr and a tilawat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can look above the Kaaba, the angels doing tawaf, the one angel does tawaf, then he won't get turned to the day of judgment. On the heavens, there is not a space where you can put 4 fingers in the zikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear respected, we recognize Him. And we call others towards the oneness and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how we do this, that we compensate over the creation and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we give da'wah towards the kalima la ilaha illallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given success in the ways of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That the person who revives one sunnah in this day and age, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward of 100 martyrs. And the reward of one martyr, that even one drop of blood touches the ground, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all his sins. Today we all say, we profess that we love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Sufyan at the time, before he accepted Islam, he used to go to all these envoys of to the kings and all these, and he said that I have never met the companions like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That if he was to spit, they would run to catch that spit and rub it over their bodies. If he was doing wudu, they would wait till they could catch the drop of water from his hands dripping down. And he says, I have been to all the places in the world, but not I have never seen it like the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That they showed the true love that they had for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The same way, my dear respected brethren, Allah, when the Salat was ordained, they were ready to take from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were ready to take from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through Salat, is the way to Jannah. So the person who prays his namaz with Takbirullah for 40 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him two rewards. One, that he will save him from Nifaq, and Allah salat will save him from the fire of Jahannam. At the same time, my dear respected brother and elders, we should have the knowledge of how we do each and everything. At the same time, there's two types of knowledge. One is fazail, one is masail. Fazail, we can learn by listening to talks and reading books according to our situation, and the masails that we have according to our daily life. It is said a person who seeks knowledge, Allah makes his way to Jannah easy. And the same way, all the creation of Allah, from the smallest and to the biggest creation, ask for forgiveness, and the angels spread their wings beneath his feet. And he said that Ikram al-Muslimin, that at the same time we should have the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening. We should do the astaghfar, durood sharif 100 times, and the third kalima. He said a person who does astaghfar frequently, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide him rich from places where he cannot even imagine. And a person who sends durood to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once, Allah forgives 10 of his sins, give him 10 rewards, and elevate his status 10 times in the hereafter. And through the dhikr of the third kalima, that how the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can come into our 24-hour daily life. No matter where we are, what matter what we are doing, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is always watching us. And all these, the remembrance of Allah should stop us from doing the breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfilling his commands. And Ikram al-Muslimin, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said to the nearest meaning that a person cannot be a true mu'min until what he loves for himself, he must love for his fellow Muslim brother. My dear respected brother, we should hide our sins of our fellow Muslim brother. He said to the nearest meaning that if a person, he goes out to fulfill the need of a fellow Muslim brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward of 10 years of nafil ibadah. But a person who fulfills the need of that person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him on the day of judgment, will distance him from the jahannam of three conducts. And the distance between the one conduct will be the distance between the heaven and the earth. And how we should show love to our youngsters, have respect for our elders, and show reverence to our ulama ikram. And everything that we do, my dear respected brother, we should do only for the solely and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if we give one date in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is for show, then it will be questioned on the day of judgment. But if it's for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will give him the reward according to mount to hud or even more. Because on the day of judgment, Allah will not look at how many mountains of deeds you have brought, but Allah will look at each and every amal, that how much ikhlas there is in them. And how we can bring these qualities into our lives, my dear respected brothers, our elders say that time and time again, we strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, one morning, one evening, the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better than the whole world and everything creation. Even the angels who hold the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make dua for that person. When he takes first step in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angel said, oh Allah, forgive all his sins. And the second dua we make, oh Allah, forgive his family members' sins. And the third dua he gives, oh Allah, today he has separated for your deen to make them rejoin them in Jannah. That is why, my dear respected brother, and at the same time we do the five amals of the masjid and our mashura in the morning, the two talims, one at home, one in the masjid, our 3 days every month, and our two gashwa in our lakalati, one in the next, inshallah. Everybody ready for this, inshallah. Jazakallah.